Joining us now for more on this story is legal analyst for Slate.com, Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Dahlia, let's start off with a little bit of a recap. How exactly did Alberto Gonzalez get to this point? There was, first of all, the warrantless domestic surveillance program. Remind us a little bit of what happened with that.
Sure. I think we have sort of a perfect storm of three different crises that all hit him. The first, as you say, was the NSA program. At a hearing in February of 2006, Senator Chuck Schumer asked Gonzalez specifically whether there had been any serious disagreement within the administration about the NSA wiretapping program, and Gonzalez unequivocally said there had been no disagreement about this program. Well, subsequently, in the last couple of months, we've had former Deputy Attorney General Jim Comey come forward, FBI Chief Robert Mueller come forward and say not only was there enormous disagreement about the program, but there was a mass threatened resignation over it. So then it forced Gonzalez to sort of say, well, I didn't mean that program exactly, and it looked like he really had lied under oath.
We have a clip here of some of the Senate testimony Alberto Gonzalez gave last month. He was responding to allegations that he tried to get then Attorney General John Ashcroft, who was in the hospital at the time, to sign off on an extension of the wiretapping program. Let's take a listen.
The disagreement that occurred and the reason for the visit to the hospital center was about other intelligence activities. It was not about the terrorist surveillance program that the president announced to the American people. Now, I would like
Attorney
the opportunity.
General, do you expect us to believe that?
That last-minute interruption there came from Senator Arlen Specter. Dahlia, what impact did this particular brouhaha have on Gonzalez's ability to stay in office?
Well, again, it simply forced him into the ugly position of having to parse words, of having to say, oh, when I said that program, I meant another program, and there's a this program that's separate from that program, and here you have Mueller pretty expressly contradicting all of that. I think in a core way it really raised the question about whether he had been truthful with the Congress.
Another element of this perfect storm you referred to was, of course, the firing of the U.S. attorneys. Dahlia, tell us a little bit about Alberto Gonzalez's role in that.
All we really know, in effect, is that nine U.S. attorneys, these are high-level federal prosecutors, were fired for what appear to be, at least in most cases, very partisan, political, ideological reasons that have nothing to do with job performance. And then, essentially, we've been embroiled since then in 6 months of trying to determine what role the AG played in that. Did Gonzalez direct it? Did he direct others to do it? What did he know about it? And he's been sort of, you know, shucking and jiving and sort of declining to take responsibility, slightly changing his story, massively modifying his story. And I think, again, it appears as though he's just not been truthful. I think had he come out and said, yes, I fired him, they sucked, and here's why, it might have worked out better for him.
And that kind of shucking and jiving, as you said, frustrated senators on both sides of the aisle. We have another exchange here between Senator Arlen Specter and Attorney General Gonzalez. This is from April. Let's take a listen.
Do you prepare for your press conferences?
Senator, we do take time to try to prepare for the press conference.
And were you prepared when you said you weren't involved in any deliberations?
I've already conceded that I misspoke at that press conference. There was nothing intentional. And the truth of the matter is, Senator,
Let's move on. I don't think you're going to win a debate about your preparation, frankly.
Okay, Dahlia, now that we're on the topic of preparation, let's talk about what's going on today. Do you think that this is something that Alberto Gonzalez prepared for? Why now? Why this decision at this particular moment?
You know, that's the thing, Alex, that's got us tearing our hair out. A lot of folks, particularly us at Slate, had been saying for months now, he's going to go tomorrow. And I think he dodged for a long time. I think ultimately a couple of things served him. One, it's August, and he's a month past his last sort of brouhaha in the Congress, and it looks at least as though he made this decision himself. Nobody forced him out. And I think it does, particularly now that everybody's talking about Iraq and not his job, it's a good moment to sort of duck for cover and hope he's not the front page story for a couple of days.
Slate.com's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.